Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, Clint Sterner, Ron, the Show, Hughley here with you on a crazy day as Deshaun Watson has officially met with the Texans. He met with their head coach, David Culley, and nothing changed. He still wants the hell up out of Houston and has dug his heels in deeper. But we are joined by somebody who I'm sure is chomping at the bit to get on here to talk about this. MLB Network's Robert Flores, our guy, our friend. You can catch him, MLB Network, Signature 30 for 30 Club, 30 Clubs in 30 Days, excuse me. The Astros will be featured Tuesday, March 9th. But you can always catch him all the time on MLB Network. Robert, now we've heard it all. We now know that.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I was watching Jack Easterby stand-up comedy, and it's hilarious, guys. It's hilarious.
You're laughing.
Absolutely hilarious. I don't know. I don't know why this guy is wasting his time ruining football franchises. He should be out on the road.
He should be out on the road.
It is hilarious.
He's only ruined one football franchise. But what are your thoughts about it? Now that we hear it, there's no more reports that it's he say, she say. We now know that.
Right.
Deshaun has spoken with the Texans, and it has not changed. What do you think the next move the Texans need to make? Do they need to go ahead and trade him?
Part of me says just call his bluff. I mean, you're going to stink with him, so let him sit out this year, and you can get a good draft pick the following year. However, his agent has a pretty impressive client list, so you do run the risk of alienating that agency and those potential clients, and it's certainly not a good look. However, you know, this notion that, well, the Texans have to trade him because the publicity is so bad and their reputation of the franchise is taken. Reputation, it cannot get any worse. That reputation cannot get any worse than it is now. So I would lean towards the camp, as me being a selfish Texan fan, he's under contract, let him sit, but that does come with some risk.
Well, here's the fear that Roflo is, I mean, hell, you know, pro sports inside and out, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, it's about having really good, young, cheap talent, and the problem with letting him sit is if you do that, there's no guarantee that next year there will be three teams with the 1, 2, and 3 pick in the draft that all three have the draft capital to where if you were to have to move Deshaun Watson, you could at least fix your draft capital problem. So there's a real problem right now. The Texans are in a pickle in a sense of, man, you're in a catbird seat if you do ever decide that, hey, we got to move him. You've got several players with the draft capital to really put a new regime in a good spot to build a team. Now, let's not get off into whether we think this group can build a team and do a rebuild and have them back.
That's the thing, Clint. I really have a real problem with is, right. like, you know, it's like going to, you know, you're dealing with your stockbroker who has just totally ruined your portfolio. And then by happenstance, you win the lottery. Are you going to go back to that same stockbroker that ruined your portfolio and made all the terrible decisions that got you in a bind in the first place? So, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know that you can necessarily trust that this organization will make quality picks and informed decisions and things like that. Yes, I know they have a new general manager or president of football operations or whatever the heck it is. But there's still some key figures in there that are responsible for where this franchise is, and that is probably at its lowest point. You know, look, I've been a Texans fan since they started, so I can't remember a time that it was this bad.
Roflo, what about baseball? I mean, that's the sport you're closest to, obviously. Robert Flores, the MLB Network, joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. As it relates to this Deshaun Watson, Houston Texans situation, baseball is a sport where tanking, you know, is it happens probably more often there than it does in other sports. There's a lot of loose ends in that game that I think are really, a lot of them are public knowledge that you cover and we hear every day. Have you ever seen anything in any sport, whether it's baseball, basketball, or football, have you ever seen anything in any sport that rivals what's going on in Houston right now from a front office situation?
You mean exclusively to the Texans, what's going on with the Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I was trying to think of, like, what is the baseball equivalent. You know, I remember the New York Yankees back in the mid-70s. They had a lot of stars, and sometimes those stars were unhappy with the owner, George Steinbrenner, unhappy with the manager at the time, Billy Martin. Certainly a lot of combustible personalities. But the thing that is, and you're talking to someone that was born and raised in Houston and lived and died through all the terrible things that have gone in Houston sports history. This is such a Houston sports problem. This is such a Houston Texans thing. The hardest thing to find, I would think, in all of sports, I would argue in all of sports, is a franchise quarterback. That's the hardest thing to find.
Yep.
The Texans have it, and they're screwing it up. That right there is a microcosm of what's wrong with this franchise. And it's not just exclusive what's wrong with this franchise in the last 2 years. It is a symptomatic problem of what has gone on with this franchise, arguably since its inception.
All right, Clint Sterner in the show here with you. Robert Flores, you can catch him on MLB Network. Robert, look, Houston needs some good news. Carlos Correa came out and said,
"Yeah,
hey, I be, you know, he wants to be a Houston Astro," but he then slickly gave a deadline and said, "You know, when the season starts, he didn't want to talk about extension."
Yeah,
the Astros can't let him get to free agency, right? They've got to go ahead and take care of this.
Well, I agree with you. However, it's easier to spend other people's money. I think that the Astros are in a tough spot in that we still don't know what the game from a financial sense is going to look like, both in terms of when fans are allowed in mass at stadiums. I know the Astros and certain other venues are going to allow some fans, but capacity ballparks, we're not there yet, obviously. Also, you're coming up on the end of the collective bargaining agreement. So that, I think, could have an effect on the economics of the game and of the industry. How could it not? That being said, you let George Springer go. You do have Altuve and Bregman locked up. Justin Verlander's contract, and I believe, does Greinke's contract come off the books at the end of this season? I know Verlander's does. He's a free agent. So maybe that gives you a little bit of wiggle room. I think you just hope that Carlos has is healthy, has a good season. He certainly was amazing during the postseason, so that makes you feel a little bit better. But yeah, I think the Astros are in a real tough spot because of all the factors that I mentioned. With that being said, they're a significantly better team with Carlos Correa healthy and playing shortstop than without.
Robert, what do you make of the Altuve news that come out? And I'm not on news, I don't know what you make of it, but obviously struggled through the COVID-19 season, shortened season last year. and Dusty Baker's on record of saying, hey, man, he was dealing with some things, had a death in the family, maybe more than one death in the family.
Yeah.
Appeared to be a tough year for him, a tough go. What do you make of that? What do you expect this next year to look like for Altuve?
I think Altuve is due for a bounce-back season. I think you saw him kind of round into form in the postseason. Granted, he had the throwing issues, but I think those things are going to be behind him. I think of all, and this is just pure speculation on my part, I think of all the Astros that were most impacted by the cheating scandal and the things that went on, the reaction and the aftermath, it was Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman. I think both of them took it very, very personally. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. That being said, I expect both of them to have bounce-back seasons. Yes, their reputations took a hit. But they are still very, very, very good players. They are among the elites of the game. So when you talk about what's going to happen with the Astros in 2021 and what concerns you, the production of Altuve and Bregman, those are two things, or that's one thing that I'm not concerned about.
Robert Flores, MLB Network, we thank you so much for joining us. And we thank you so much for joining us, Robert. And it couldn't have worked out any better for us to book you on a day today where we find out that Deshaun Watson has met with David Culley and says, man, the Hail Mary wouldn't work because, of course, it's David Culley. Robert, thank you so much for joining us, man. And enjoy the rest of your day, Dave.
Hey, I will. Hey, you guys take care. And, Clint, enjoy your time off.
You got it, brother.
All right. I want to get some marriage advice from Robert.
I'll get him to text me a little bit.
Okay, he'll text you. He'll text you something. He is a good looking 50, by the way.
Is he?
Did you?
I didn't know he's 50.
Tyler just said in my ear, he is 50 years old.
Can you believe that?
Robert Flores.
How can a man be so blessed? Good looking at 50, got some good pipes.
I'd have thought at least he was younger than Clint. I thought 41, visually.
What?
41, maybe 42 from Robert Flores.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I'm not saying that you're old. You look young, too, for your age. Clint's 43.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.